It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
This is interesting, and we want to know your thoughts on this. A report was published in the Wall Street Journal says that people at 4 a.m. that get up are the most productive, and that's the most productive time of the day. The reason behind the increased productivity includes no distractions, like pretty much minimal, that like little kids or work before the sun rises. No one is really emailing or texting you at that time, unless they're drunk, and there's less to see on social media, because, man, you could fall into those wormholes. Now, who are people that do this? Well, they said this. Apple CEO Tim Cook starts his morning at 3:45. Dang, that's early. Michelle Gass, she's the chief merchandising and customer officer at Kohl's stores. She sets her alarm for 4:30 to go running to get her day off to the right start. Virgin American CEO David Kush wakes up at 4:15 a.m. to call businesses associates on the East Coast because he's out on the West Coast.
Jeez.
But see, he says it helps out. But, you know, like most of us, you want and need your sleep. Perhaps your personal life doesn't allow you the luxury of an early bedtime and the crack of dawn morning ritual, as these, you know, famous people we just talked about. There is some routines out there, they say, that you can do that these will help you out at the office. They say follow a predictable, like, routine. You know, map out the first 30, 60 minutes of your day. That'll help you kind of stay on track and make sure you get your tasks done. Avoid jumping into email if that's what you have at your job. Open up your inbox at the beginning of your day. It will slow you down. They also say you should minimize interruptions, like mute your phone so you don't get notifications, and schedule what they say, like, meeting huddles. So you don't just randomly walk up like, hey, Alex, excuse me. You just wait, like, and you get right. Everybody together. Another thing they put on there to help you be more effective, give yourself a productive task, like as an opening ritual to look at your calendar for the next few days. Just kind of be proactive. That'll help you out. And rewards. We all love that. They say, hey, you want to reward yourself? You complete a task? That's when you can go to the coffee machine and go get that good coffee creamer. All right, so that's what they're saying with this. The question that we're throwing out to you at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Do you agree with this, that these people that are getting up earlier, that's the way to go? They're more successful. They're doing the right thing. Alex, you get up early. You must be super productive.
I wake up at 4 a.m. to do this stupid show. And let me tell you.
Excuse you?
Let me tell you. It does not make me feel more or less successful at all. It makes me feel miserable. That is the only thing about this job that I don't like. I absolutely love doing morning radio. Ironically, I'm not a morning person, actually, which I hope our boss isn't listening because I don't want them to know that. But I'm not a morning person. I fake it. I'm just a really good faker, giggity. And so
I've
learned to master that art. And when I wake up, though, I mean, the number one thing I want to do is go back to bed. And I cannot believe when I have friends of mine that tell me that they wake up at like 3:30, 4 in the morning at their own free will. They don't have to be that up, you know, up that early for work. They just want to run or work out or whatever. I'm like, you have something wrong with you mentally that you do that and you actually want to do it. That is nuts to me. Absolutely
crazy.
You are
just a sloth, Alex. Listen, I tried working out before the show. Like, I would go to, I think, Planet Fitness because, like, the gym near me that was open at like midnight so I could go in. And I'd go to the gym around 3 o'clock. And I did it a few days. I was really tired, but you get that boost of energy. You feel good. But it's hard, though, with our schedule because, yes, we have to be at work so early. But if I could, oh, my God, I'd work out every day early in the morning.
There's no way because Mark Wahlberg does that. I know that you don't do
Marky
that.
Marky Mark.
But, like, when we have days, like, on weekends and stuff, you're not waking up, like, on your own at 3 or 4 in the morning.
No, because I'm lazy. But if I did, I think my life would be... I'd be in a lot better spot. I think it'd be way more productive. Live the web girl.
I don't think it makes you more successful. I just think that it's what you do with the time when you are awake. Because I know so many people, so many bloggers who are so successful, who have like built their own business, who stay up late at night, but that's when they get their work done. It's just what you do with the time when you're up.
Uh-oh.
I just absolutely think, like, you should have a full night's sleep. There's no way that you are actually... Because if you were waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning, you would have to go to bed at, like, 7 p.m. I know that because we are supposed to be up at that time, right? And I know that it is so hard for me, which is why I take Ambien, to even go to bed by 9, and that's still not a full 8 hours of sleep.
You shouldn't have to do that, though.
So
like, I go to bed around like 10:30, and I still make it work.
Yeah, but see, that's not right. You were supposed to have like 8 or 9 hours of sleep, and so you're not even getting
that.
How can you be more successful running on hardly any sleep?
I've been more successful getting up earlier this past couple of weeks. I've been making more money.
I just think this is crap. I think it all depends on the person, on your personality and what you do, like Liv said, with the time that you were given, whether you wake up at 9 a.m. or 3 a.m.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Kylie, what do you think about this?
I 100% agree with this survey. Like, if I don't wake up early and go to the gym in the morning, my head is in such a fog, I can't get anything done at work.
What time do you get up to go to the gym? Like, what's early?
It's 5. I don't have to be into the office till later, but I don't have to be until 9. So
wow.
I wake up at 5. Yeah.
Yeah, see, but what time are you going to bed at night?
I try to go to bed at like 9:30, 10.
But see, that's not enough sleep.
I can function.
Well, not everyone needs the same amount of sleep. Also, like, do we really think that Steve Jobs, the day he created Apple, woke up at 4 in the morning? No, he probably woke up at 10 and then probably did some drugs and then created it.
And ate some Cheetos, for sure, allegedly. But no, but I think you look at these people, they're successful. Like I bring up again, Mark Wahlberg, this guy, yeah, he goes to bed early. He gets up at like 3 or something in the morning.
Yeah, okay, but what about George Clooney? What about Leonardo DiCaprio? What about Brad Pitt? Like, yeah, he's successful, but it's not like he's the most successful actor to ever live.
You know what? There's probably like a subline in there that we didn't get to, because the people you bring up, it's like, if you're attractive and hot, you don't have to worry about it.
Right, I was going to say, they're coasting on their good looks. It doesn't matter what time they get up.
Yeah, if you're ugly like me, well, then you better get up pretty damn early, like at 1 o'clock in the morning.